Today, Jessica and I are both available at 145, and I think we're going to go to 102, but if not, it'll be 118. Because I think Janelle's doing it as well today, so I think we're going to go to 102. But it'll be the 102 or 118, so hunt for us. Thursday, we will have an all-day or an all-morning from 9:30 to 1:45. There's going to be a help session here. I'm taking a personal day, and I'm gone Thursday. So Jess will be here, and she will help with problems. And basically, it's an open lab to come in and work on things if you need help. If you don't need help, take the day and do catch up on something else or on this class. But essentially, it's a catch-up day, and so you can come in at any point between 9:30 and 1:45, okay? And Jess is going to be overwhelmed or underwhelmed, one or the other, depending on what shows up. Okay, so now we are going to, we've been looking at logic. Now we're going to start actually looking at writing programs.
All Fridays, it's just going to be available?
I wasn't going to do this Friday. She can, I don't know. Mainly because you had all day Thursday.
It's full day class.
What? But you are here for classes, right, on Thursday? Right. So, you know, if you have any time before or after, you can see her. That's going to be a help session. So I was basically giving her a Friday off and saying that after working from 9:30 to 1:45 on Thursday, she basically may need it. So anyway, I'm not going to do Friday this week. I only have so many hours, basically, from this grant that I have. And so I'm trying to save the hours, too, because there's more desperate need to the end. I find. So, anyway. Okay, we're going to start looking at JavaScript. Now, JavaScript is a web language that is a script. It's a scripting language. And it is run in conjunction with HTML. Okay, as I mentioned, to be considered something that you can program with, you need to have sequence, selection, and looping. HTML doesn't have selection, and it doesn't have looping. But you can insert JavaScript into HTML and ask it to ask questions and ask it to do looping, and therefore get a lot more power on your website than you could if you just had HTML. So we're going to start looking at JavaScript today. And we're going to look at it first as just a very simple kind of problem-solving thing and not as embedded in web pages as it can be. And then we'll look at it embedded in web pages. So I'm going over to programs, and I'm picking up under JavaScript, and the very first one says hello.html. Okay, so that's the one that I'm going to click on. And the hello.html does two very basic things. It writes hello world up at the top, and it gives me a pop-up that says hello world. Okay? So, basically, we're going very basic today. So, if you know things about programming, be quietly bored. Okay, so I'm going to click on OK, and that alert went away. Now, to see the code that generated this, I do a view page source, just like I did with HTML. And it will show you the code that was used to generate it. Okay. So, there is the code. So, in this one, I just did very basic stuff. All I used was the HTML tags to tell the browser this was HTML. I didn't even use the head and the body, which I definitely should, but what I wanted to do was to just focus on JavaScript today. as opposed to how JavaScript can be embedded. I just wanted to focus on JavaScript. So I have got the HTML start tag, the HTML end tag, and I left out all the rest of the HTML that I need if I really want to write a page. Now, what I have to tell the browsers is that I am now going to be doing something different, and the script tag tells it that. So the script tag basically tells it I'm going to be putting JavaScript in here. And so I tell it that I'm going to be using script, and then I say type equals text JavaScript, which tells me that it is JavaScript specifically that I am doing here. Okay? Then I drop down, and the next thing says document write. And document write is basically saying I want to write on the document. Okay, the document being the screen that I can write on. And so I'm saying write on the document. Now this is a function. I'm doing a function. It's called a function. And functions have the things that I want to do enclosed in parentheses. So I have the write function here, and the stuff that I want to do is enclosed in parentheses. So I'm saying document write, and then I want to say hello world. Okay, it is a literal, so hello world is enclosed in quotes. Okay? And I am going to be writing the absolute literal hello world. I want to literally say that, so I'm enclosing it in quotes. Then I'm saying alert, and I am bringing up hello world. And then the alert gives me the pop-up. And again, the alert is a function, so it's closed in parentheses. I want to say a literal, so it's enclosed in quotes. Then I close the script, and I close the HTML. Okay? So there is my HTML. So now, when I go and load it in the browser, I load it just like I load an HTML page. I go and I open this page. Notice the page, when I save it, was saved with an HTML extension because the browser is running HTML. So I load it just like I would load an HTML page. Okay, so it's just like an HTML page. Okay, so that's a very simple one. Okay. Then the next one I'm doing is a multiply. So this one is giving me a prompt, and it's saying, enter the first number. And so I'm entering a 5. Then it says, enter the second number, and I'm entering a 6. And I click OK, and it's telling me 30, because 5 times 6 is 30. So if I look at the page source on this, okay, first of all, I have set up a couple of variables here. And notice I've used the word var to tell it it's a variable. And I'm setting up a variable, and I'm giving the variable an initial value. So basically, I am setting up answer, and I'm putting a 0 in answer. And I'm setting up an area in memory called first num, and I'm putting a 0 in that. And I'm setting up another area in memory called second num, and I am putting a 0 in that. Okay? So I've got zeros in all of them. Then I said, okay, now, in order to fill first num, I'm going to ask for user input. And the prompt asks for user input. So I say prompt, and then in quotes, I put the message that I want to have on the prompt. Okay, now the prompt is going to put out the message here, and it's gonna put a box down here. That zero will be in the box. Okay, so the zero is going to be placed in the box, and the words are going to be the message. And so that prompt will come out. Whatever I type in there will be stored in first answer. Okay? Then I put up a second prompt, take in a second number, and store it in second number. Then I say, okay, now answer is going to be equal to first num times second num. Now again, notice, answer, first num, and second num are all defined as variables. Okay? So I'm saying answer equals first num times second num. And then once I know what answer is, I'm writing it on the document. And I'm saying document write answer, and I'm getting my 30 up there. Now notice the answer isn't in quotes. What would it do if I put answer in quotes? If I put A and S in quotes, what would it do?
You put A and S on the screen.
Exactly. I'd see A and S on the screen. So it has to be in numbers. Okay. Take a few minutes. Write a program like this that does either division or subtraction. Don't do addition. Okay, write a program like this that does division and subtraction. You're going to write it in Notepad. You're going to save it with a .html extension. You're going to load it in a browser and run it. So try that.
Excuse me?
Just a second. Okay. You hear anything I said? Probably sitting here typing wouldn't help that. Okay. So, basically, what you got to do is open Notepad and start writing. Somebody had a question. Yeah.
Is there a way to do both on one screen?
Pardon me?
Is there a way to do both on one screen?
Both as in what?
Well, like to make it like pop up and say hello to whatever, and then it actually shows that little work is essentially what she just asked us to do.
Well, sure. Alert is a way of just saying hello, like I did in the other one. So you can do that. And if you wanted to have answer go up, you could say answer alert and put answer in the parentheses, and the answer would pop up. If I'm understanding the question, but I'm not sure I'm understanding the question.
I'm saying, like, when you clicked on the page, volume of the height. You click on the page.
Yeah.
This pops up quickly.
Yeah.
Is there a way when you press on the page to the next one?
If there's another alert right below it, it will.
Okay.
If there's another alert right underneath it, it will pop up.
Thank you for your input.
This goes. It's like that.
Paper hour. I would calculate, and I wanted to display what you
That would be the homework assignment that you're going to have to do.
So I pretty much have homework.
Only it's not pay per hour. I have a bill at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try and something.
Okay.
Hey, it worked.
As I said, try to get something basic working. You got it working?
It worked.
Got it.
You can jazz it up as much as you want. Yes.
Yeah. And the same exact thing, I just changed the wording and made it the big.
Oh, we'll make it jazzy at the end. Okay, so now figure out how you can say document right and put out the message to it, telling you what answer is. If you're bored, feel free to look ahead.
Yeah, it's because there's a space in
there. Questions?
You do document right, it writes the answer. Well, let's say if I put a message, do I have to write another document right?
You could write another document right, or you can put the message in quotes and then a comma as a separator and then answer.
After the alert?
In the alert too.
So you just
write.
Put another alert and then put in what you wanted to say?
Yeah, if you want to. Right. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways you can do these.
Obviously, I think it worked.
Yes. Okay. Okay, is anybody having problems? Going? Gone. Okay, has anybody got problems? Speak now.
Well, forever hold your peace. Gotcha.
Okay, then we're going to look at the next one. Okay, the next one is multiply answer again. And this time I'll put in 7 and 3, 34, whatever. And at this one, I have now written out two things. That's all I've done that's different. So I've now said, I want to write out a literal. And I want to write out the literal the answer is. Then I need a separator. And my comma is my separator. And then I want to write out the contents that is in this memory variable. So I'm writing the content that's in the memory variable. So I write the answer is in quotes, then I put in a comma as a separator, and then I put in answer. Now the big difference here is simply that I'm now writing out a more readable thing. The other thing you should notice I have a space after the is and before the quotes.
Yeah.
Because I want a space between the is and the number.
Oh, okay.
And so by putting that space in there, I am going to get the space between the number, the words and the number. Okay? Okay, let's look at the third one. The third one is add. So now I'm going to put in 4, and I'm putting in 8. And look what I get.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so I put in 4 and 8. And so here are the numbers. I put in 4 and I can put in 8. So now I came down here and I said first num plus second num, put the result in answer. And what it did was it did what we call concatenate. It concatenated the two numbers together and put them into answer. The plus sign can do two things. It can concatenate and it can add. And JavaScript decides which one to do. And if you just write a answer equals first num plus second num, it says, oh, I should concatenate. And it puts them together, one right after another. That's concatenating. It squishes them together. And it writes out 48. So I say answer is 48. And I write the answer is 48 up here. So I'm seeing that the answer is 48. Well, no, it's not. Okay? Now, the problem is that some languages have you declare the type. Okay? Think about access. You declared the type. You said, I want this to be a number. I want this to be short text. You declared the type. So if I was doing some scripting in Access and I wanted to add things together, it knows what types I have. In JavaScript, they do not declare a type. They figure out the type. Well, sometimes we wish they'd figure it out differently. Because when they see this plus sign, the first response is it's a concatenate. Now, if I had written here first num plus 2, then it would probably have done the add. And I say probably because browsers can be different. But it should have done the add, let's put it that way. Because when you see a 2 here, then it should say to it, okay, I want to do an add, and it frequently will do an add. Okay, but the concatenate is the default. So now what I have to do is I have to convince JavaScript that these are numbers. And one of the ways I can convince it it's a number is to write parse float. The function parse float. Parse float is going to operate on first num. So I put first num in parentheses. And the parse float function will operate on first num. And doing that, I have then convinced it that those are numbers and that it ought to add. So it adds those together, and I get for other answer, okay, this was answer, but for other answer, I will get 12. Because it is indeed adding the 4 and the 8, because it's convinced its numbers, and so it does the add. And then when I write that out, I see the answer is 12. Now, in between there, you see kind of an interesting thing. If I want to skip down to the next line, I use the HTML br, even though I'm in JavaScript. Okay, and I put it in quotes, which is saying basically take the literal BR and HTML, you do what a BR tells you to do. And so it skips down a line. So I'm embedding HTML inside JavaScript at various places, and this is one of them, and it will skip down in a line. So then I do document write, the answer is other answer, and I get the answer is 12. And so it makes a determination about whether I am adding or concatenating based on the what it thinks the data means it should do. Okay? And it's best then always to use something like parse float. Now the next example is going to show you a couple of other ways that I could do that. So I will put in this time 3 and 7. Okay? And the first time I did this a bunch of different ways. Okay, so the first time I just did my plain old first knot, and I put in a 3 and a 7, so when it did the plain old add, it came up with 37, because in fact what it did was a concatenate, and, well, that didn't quite go up high enough, but anyway, I got the 37. Then these are other ways I can do it. I can do the parse float, which I did before. I could also use parse int. Okay? Parse float is for decimal numbers. So parse float allows me to have decimals. If I know it's a whole number, I can do parse int, which is for whole numbers. Parse int is parse integer. So an integer is a whole number, and so I can use parse integer. So if I know I'm only going to be using whole numbers, I can use parse integer. Parse float gives me the flexibility to use integers or whole numbers. So needless to say, I like flexibility, so I'm fond of parse float in lots of cases. Okay, another way I can do that is I can put this plus sign in front of the number in parentheses, and that basically will also convert it to a number. Okay, so I can do that. And another thing I can do down below is I can put the word number in front of it, and that will also convert it. So I've got a couple of different ways that I can do the conversion. You don't have to know them all. You don't have to remember them all. You have to pick one and decide that that's the way you're going to do it. But I'm showing you a couple of ways. Yeah.
In parse float and then in number, if you do it with number, will it include decimal places?
That's what I'm just going to say. We're going to try that. That's where we're going next, so stay tuned.
Okay.
So I'm going to rerun this, actually, if I can figure out how to close it. I'm going to rerun this. I just said rerun. And I'm going to put in 4.56, and I'm going to put in 3.12. Okay? So 4.56 is what I put in. So I've got 4.56 and 3.12. So when they concatenate, look what I get. 4.56, 3.12. They concatenated the two numbers together. Okay? In all the others, it did an add, and I'm getting 7.68. So in all of the others, I'm doing an add, and they all work with decimals, and I get the 7.68. Okay? So but the concatenate one really looks kind of strange when you start seeing the decimal points interspersed here and there as it did the numbers. Okay. So those are the different ways that I can do it, and as I said, parse integer is another way that I can do it. Now, the other thing that you have to remember is that JavaScript is a pain in the neck. It is extremely case sensitive. So, parse float has a capital F, and parse integer have a capital F, and number has a capital N, And if I don't have those capitals in there, it won't do it. Okay? So I absolutely have to have the capitals in there. It's very case sensitive. And I can't put in capitals where they don't exist. So document right can't have any capitals in it. It has to be exactly that way. I find that I make my variables either all lowercase or camel case, meaning that if I have two words, the first letter, just like parse float is camel case, the first letter of the second word is capitalized. For my own sanity. I mean, if you kind of develop your own rules for how you're going to define variables, then you're going to not mess up and put capitals in the wrong place and everything. So I basically try to develop my own rules. There's nothing I can do about things like pass, float, and number. I just have to remember that they are going to do that. And very rarely do you see that first letter as a capital, but in number it is. Okay? So I have to remember that these are going to work. If I have an error, it will try, it will frequently fail, and I will frequently get the white screen of death, which basically means that nothing came up and I have to go and figure it out. And we'll talk about some debugging techniques next week, but for now I'm leaving you with the white screen of death if it doesn't work,
okay.
So that you can go and kind of... There's a lot to be learned in actually figuring out what went wrong and just actually going in and looking at it and figuring out when they're this small, when they're a little bigger, it needs some debugging techniques. Okay. One debugging technique that you can use if you don't get the white screen of death, and I use it a lot, and we'll talk about that some more, is, okay, this didn't come up. I make a copy of this, so I have a copy, and then I go back to just this point and make sure just that point is working. And then I go and do the next part, and then I do the next part. And in fact, frequently when I'm writing a program, I will do the first part, put the close HTML, close script, and close HTML, and I'll run it. And if it's working, I'll go on and do the next part. And if it's not working, then I figure out why. But it's a lot easier to figure out why when you have only 8 columns of code than when you have 80 columns of code. Okay? And so a lot of times, as I said, I would stop right here. When I put out the first answer, and then I have script, close HTML, make sure that's working. Then go back and add the next part, make sure that's working. Go back and add the next part. And that saves an awful lot of aggravation. Okay? So, oh, that's good. We got through the things I needed to get through. We are going to move ahead and look at a couple of others, and then I'm going to have you do some work with it. But essentially, we've got the lockup happening for the next class, so I wanted to see how far I could get in the half hour that I'm going to have with them. No, that's all right. So now I'm going to have 5, and I'm going to have 6. And I'm putting in an asterisk. Okay. So now what I've got is I'm adding an if statement. Because as I said, the big thing that I want to do is have the ability to ask questions and do looping. So this is how I can do an if statement. Okay. So... a lot of languages will be similar to this, and we'll see this as we go through things. Okay, I've defined my variables up here. Actually, this is one of those things that JavaScript is forgiving about. If I forget to define a variable, if I use that variable as an answer, it says, oh, okay, that should have had a variable. And it turns it into a variable for me. So it's very forgiving about that. Not to encourage you to do that, but it's very forgiving. Okay, so I've got variable first num equals 0. Variable second num equals 0. Variable what to do. It's just going to be one of those days. Okay, the variable what to do has a semicolon after it, and that's it. Because I didn't want to give it an initial value. I just didn't want to. So I just left it without an initial value. The other thing I should have mentioned, and oops, I didn't, is notice after every one of these lines there's a semicolon. So every line gets ended with a semicolon. Now there's an exception. The if statement down here does not have a semicolon after it. And the reason is that the if statement isn't done. With an if statement, I have to tell it what to do if it's true and what to do if it's false. So the if statement isn't done. All the others are done. Defining a variable, that's done. Putting up a prompt, that's done. So all the others are done, okay? The if isn't. So I'm saying if what to do equals asterisk. Okay, so then I have to tell it what to do if it's true and what to do if it's false. So I'm basically got this question. Is it an asterisk? And if it is, then I want to say answer equals first num times second num. And that's not terribly readable, but anyway. And if it's not, I want to say first num, our answer equals. Answer equals first num divided by second num. So that's what I want to do. Now, what I do when I do this in JavaScript is I put curly braces about around what I want to do if it's true, and I put curly braces around what I want it to do if it's false. Okay? So I have my yes and no, and I put curly braces around the things I want to do if it's true and the things I want to do if it's false. So over here, I have if the curly brace, this is what I want to do if it's true. If I wanted to do 10 things, I'd list them all. And then I close the curly brace. Else, meaning no, if it's no. Else meaning if it's no. So else is basically over here. Else, do all that. Do the divide, again, within curly braces. Okay, so I'm doing the divide, again, within curly braces. Now we've got one other problem. If you noticed in the what to do, I've got double equal sign there. Okay. The double equal sign means compare for equal. A single equal sign means assign. So when I want to compare for equal, which I want to do, I want to see if what to do is equal to asterisk. So when I want to compare to what to do and asterisk, I use a double equal sign. When I'm doing the calculation here and saying take first num, multiply by second num, and assign it to answer, I'm only using one equal sign because I'm doing an assignment. I'm assigning it to answer. Okay? So just like the plus can be confusing, the equal sign can be confusing. Now the problem is if you do in the if statement a single equal sign, you're going to mess things up, because what it's going to do is assign the asterisks to what to do. So instead of testing to see if they're equal, it's going to take and put the asterisks in what to do. It's going to do an assignment. So you have to be very careful on that. Questions? Yeah, you look like you have one. So.
Okay. I just tested it out. So if you do in the prompt, it, when the third one comes up, if you don't type an asterisk, you type anything else, it'll automatically divide it.
Oh, you're ahead of me. Yes. And that was my next thing. You just keep beating me. Okay, questions. Questions on what I've talked about so far, and then I'll get to his, because it's a really good point. Yeah.
Quick question. How do you show browser?
You open it just like you open your HTML page.
Yeah, I know, but like, what I'm looking for is, like, it's not working.
Then you go back and you look at what mistake you made in the code. And we'll come around and help in a few minutes, because I'm going to have you play with some of this. So basically, you have to just go and look for the mistake you made in the code. Okay? Questions? Okay, now the problem with this is... So what am I saying here? I'm saying if it's an asterisk, do the multiply. Else anything, do the divide. Because I didn't ask a question there, I just said else do the divide. Okay? So clearly what I've got to do is I've got to go back and change the code if I care. Right now, I'm trusting the person to enter an asterisk or a slash. Okay, so I've said enter an asterisk or a slash, comma, that's a separator. And then quote next to each other means the box that comes up will be empty. Because quote means nothing. So the box that comes up will be empty. Whereas the box that comes up with these two will have a zero in them. Okay, so I'm going to go and I'm going to change this. So I am going to close the ink layer, and I'm going to take this code and put it in Notepad. And I'm going to change it. Oh, this one is, I keep forgetting. This one, I can't do that for format, font, 16, we'll say. Okay. So that's what I've got now. So now what I want to do is I want to check and make sure that they entered the slash. So that means I'm going to have to put in another if statement. Okay, so I'm going to come down here under the else, and I'm going to ask a question. And I'm going to say, if what to do is equal to a slash. Okay, so I'm now asking if what to do is equal to a slash. Now notice this is all going to go inside these two curly braces, because those are the two curly braces that mean else. So I'm saying if what to do equals a slash, then what I want to do is do this divide. So I'm putting the divide in there. Now, what about if it's not a slash? I'm going to just take a very simple thing, and I'm going to say answer equals zero. You could be much more complicated there if you wanted to. and write messages and all the rest, but I'm just copying out and saying answer equals zero. So I now have a setup where I've said, okay, if what to do is equal to an asterisk, then this is what I'm going to do. Else, if it's equal to a slash, this is what I'm going to do. Else, I'm going to do zero. So if I look at the flowchart on this, okay, I'm asking if it's an asterisk, and if it is, I'm going to do the multiply. Okay, if it's an asterisk, I'm going to do the multiply. If it's not an asterisk, I'm going to ask the next question. Is it a slash? And if it's a slash, I'm going to do the divide. If it's not a slash, I'm going to set answer equal to zero. Okay, so that's the logic that I'm doing. I'm saying if it's an asterisk, do the multiply. If it's not, okay, if it's not, then do the else. And I am talking about this else right here. Okay. Then I'm saying, okay, else, if what to do is a slash, do the divide, else. And now I'm talking about that else right there. Okay, so else, answer is zero. Now you gotta look at, and one of the things I always do is I count my curly braces. Because you have to have the same number of left-hand curly braces as right-hand curly braces. And if they're not matched, you're gonna get the white screen. Okay? So, these two go together, and that's true for the first question. This is false for the first question. Now, the false for the first question asks another question. This is the true, this is the false. Okay? So I have got all of my curly braces lined up and working. So it's hopefully going to work. I don't think I did anything wrong, yeah.
Because you're asking, you're saying else if it's not a division, if you want the input to equal zero, didn't you have to go back up and where it says what to do equals prompt, wouldn't you have to change that in prompt?
Well, I basically don't want them to type anything else, so I'm treating answer equals zero as an error.
Okay?
If I, in fact, what I'm going to ask you to do now is change this so I can add, subtract, multiply, or divide. And in that case, you're absolutely right. I want to go up and change the prompt and make it a plus or a minus. Okay? As well. I want to list all four things that they could do. Okay, so what I would like you to try to do is to write this program, and this is actually, if you can do this, you can do anything. Write this program so that now you're going to ask about plus and minus. Now, where am I going to ask about plus? And what I'd do is I would take this and I'd add one of them. And then when that's working, I'd add another one. So where am I going to do that? I'm going to put it in right here. Okay? Because the else on, it's not an asterisk, else. It's not a slash, else. Here's where I want to ask if it's a multiply, I mean an add or a subtract. Okay? So give that a try, talk it over, and try to come up with an answer on that. If you're confused, go back and work on something simpler and ask us questions. But if you're comfortable, try to do that. And as I said, if you're confused or have questions, then basically maybe try to get the first one working and then go back and modify it for the second yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I got the question.
Okay, just a second, so
no question.
If you spell answer once as A-N-S and another time as A-N-S-W-E-R, it has no clue that you're talking about the same thing. It's a dumb machine. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to do the start the home account, but that's the right time.
Nah, forget that. Go back into the other one. The one I just told you to do.
Add the pluses?
Add the plus and the minus.
It's easy.
No, it's not. Go do it. Prove it, and then I'll answer your other question. Get it done in the next 5 minutes, and I'll answer our question. Even 10, and I'll answer your next question.
Or if I get it done in the next 5 minutes, I'll put my home way.
That's fine. Gotcha. Then ask.
I literally think I've done everything.
So let's take a look. We have variable answer equals zero.
You could either
variable first equals zero. Variable what's
zero? Multiply.
Because I got the add subtract.
No, I'm looking at that too.
Okay, you need
hey, hold on. Which one should I have?
Hold on.
When I fix something, I always try to
Cross
my fingers.
This is math and ask.html.
No, wait a minute. Did you save it as HTML? Okay, so it was
so
just that one parenthesis and the fact that you hadn't saved it as HTML.
Wow.
So I'm
is it a plus? And then when I get a no or a plus, I want to say, is it a minus? Or vice versa. I don't care what all you put in. But I want to ask all four questions. You got it done?
No, I'm still okay. I have to go to the bathroom.
I almost had that. What did I do?
We're pretty close.
All right, you got that.
Why do I keep catching on?
Damn, I spoke it wrong.
Which means all the more reason why you should focus on it. Yes, ma'am.
Is it supposed to ask you, like, which one you want to do?
Yes. So, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But then it's supposed to do the right thing if you put in.
Not have.
Okay, so now you got to change the ifs. Okay. Let's look at what you would have to do, actually, on the flowchart aspect of this. If I ask, is it an asterisk, then I need to multiply.
That's supposed to be a yes.
I'm doing very well here. Let's try one more time.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
How did you learn how to do that? Just playing around? Not even near it. Near as close. Art is not my thing.
I've been playing with this like all weekend. I've never had extra time, so I'm like, not the focus.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of like a more advanced version of Minecraft.
Okay, this is what I've got so far, right? And what I'm doing over there is I'm saying make it zero. But I don't want to do that. I want to ask, is it a plus? And if it's a plus, I want to do the add. And then I want to say, is it a minus? And if it's a minus, I want to do the subtract. And otherwise, I want to make answer zero. That's my name. Wait just a minute, let me just finish this up. Okay, so this is the flowchart of what I want you to do. Okay, so that's the flowchart of what I want you to do. So now you're about to apply that. Yeah, that's a lousy
CD.
No, subtraction is just ordinary.
Okay, so
just like multiply or divide. The same way I did multiply or divide, just put a hyphen there. A subtract sign. Add is the only one that has issues. Because it can mean concatenate. So with add, you're going to have to use the parse float or the parse integer or something like that. Now, the biggest problem with this is going to be the curly braces. Okay, where to put in the curly braces? Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it can do that. That's why I said the biggest problem is going to be the curly braces. Okay, but wait a minute. No, because it's in here that you want to put the plus. It's in there. Because, see what I'm doing? Is if it's not the flowchart, if it's not a divide, I want to ask a plus. And so right in here is where I'm going to put the question about a plus. It's going to go right there. Okay?
but I'm in the process that I
called. Oh, no.
She canceled it.
I stupidly came in read the email while I was here. I was surprised. Oh, were you here?
Oh, yeah. The programming usually is a lot of examples of spelling. Questions? Yes.
What'd you say? No.
Except that you've got quotes on it. If you start with a single quote, you have to end with a single quote. If you start with a double quote, so you get double quotes later. Yeah.
I don't really understand why I have to change the nature of the answer.
Basically, you have to change and put that if statement about the plus in where I have answer equals zero. So what you're basically doing is saying, now that I want to do some more things, I'm going to ask right here if what to do equals plus. And if what to do equals plus, then I'm going to do an and. Okay. So. I'm going to take this. So I'm going to say format font 16. Okay. So right here where I had given up, you know, and said basically if it's an asterisk, do this. If it's a slash, do this. Else, forget it. Put in answer to zero. What I want to do there is change this and ask the next question, which is going to be if what to do equals a plus. So I'm asking if what to do equals a plus. And then I've got to put curly braces under that, which tell what to do if it's true, just a sec, and what to do if it's false. So the structure of this is going to be much like the structure up above.
No, but it's not like adding. I don't understand.
What do you mean? It's not adding? Is that what? Okay.
But it's not giving me the right answer.
So you're saying if it's an asterisk, do this. Else, you don't have the if statement. You lost the if statement.
I mean, so put it instead of else.
See up there, you shouldn't have changed anything on my top one until you got to the answer equals zero. My top one should have stayed the same.
Yeah.
Has anybody got it?
Yeah.
We're going to look at it in a couple of minutes. And then... Or we're going to start to look at it. What time is it? Yeah, we better start to look at it pretty soon. Oh, we're going to run out of room. Okay. So I'm starting out here, and I'm saying I'm keeping everything the same, except where it said down here, answer equal to zero. I'm saying, no, I want to ask another question. So I'm going to put another question in there. And the other question is the plus. Okay? So now I'm asking a question. And now I need to put in the curly braces and tell what I want to do if it's true. And if it's true, I want to say answer equals parse float first num plus parse float, or one of the other ways I showed you, second num. But I gotta do something up there in the plus to convert it over and convince it that it's dealing with numbers. Okay, so now I'm coming over, and that's the end of what to do if it's true. Now, what do I want to do if it's false?
Else.
And what do I want to do next? I want to do what down here? Somebody. I've now got, if it's asterisk, do this. Else. If it's slash, do this. Else. If it's addition, do this. Else.
If it's subtraction, do this.
Thank you. Okay. Else, if it's subtraction, do this. So I'm going to else say, if what to do equals a hyphen, only what did I do wrong? Like up here, what did I do wrong? One equals instead of two. You gotta have two equals when you're doing comparison. How often do I do it wrong? Frequently. Okay, because you're just used to writing equal sign as one. So now if what to do, what do I want to put here? What do I want to put here? Pay attention to me for a few minutes. What do I want to put there?
Two equals first sum and one second.
Right. I want to do the calculation, right? Because I'm asking the question, is it a minus? If it is, I want to do the calculation, right? So I'm going to say answer equals parse float first num minus parse float second num. Okay, so I've got all of those, and I also forgot my semicolons because I'm not paying attention. Okay, so now I'm done. My else on this is going to be what? What's my else going to be?
Oh, else, answer equals zero.
Answer equals zero, or whatever else I want to do to indicate that things are not working. But we've done the answer equals zero, so I'm going to put that in. Okay. Now I've got to close things up. And that's where it starts to get tricky. Now, when I close things up, I go back and I look. So, I've got, on this if, this is what I want to do if it's true, this is what I want to do if it's false. I've got a curly brace up here that hasn't ended. So I need to put a curly brace in for it down there to end it. Okay? So I need to have a curly brace to end it. So I will come back and I will put in a curly brace right there. And that's why I do indenting. It's easier to find out the curly braces that don't have a partner. Okay? So, again, now I've got these two, and these two. Okay? So then I go back and I look at this if. Here is what I want to do if it's true. That's what I want to do if it's false. So that's all taken care of. But look at this one. Does that one have a endpoint? Okay? I've got to check and see. So I'm going to go back up to the top. These two have a partner. These two do. Okay? Now I need to have a close for that one, and I need a close for that one. Okay? Those two don't have closes, but when I look down here, that one seems to go with this. And this one seems to go with that. Did I miss one? Or have I got all my curly braces matching? Okay. Now, as I said, what I frequently do, in all seriousness, is go, okay, here are the right ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here are the left ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I've got 8 of each. So that's a good indication that I may have done it right. But I, in all seriousness, go through and do that counting because it's real easy to miss one of these. Okay, so now let's hope that I actually did it right. So I'm going to do a file save as. And I'm going to save it as add, subtract, multiply, divide, .html. Okay. Now, I didn't fix this little tag up here. That really doesn't matter much. It's just instructions. But I might as well do that right, too, so that I'm telling them the instructions. So I'm saying file save, and now I'm going to go in and do file open, and I'm going to go look for that one. There it is. At least I didn't get the white screen of death, so that's good. Okay, so I'm going to say 4, and I'm going to say 2, and I'm going to say I want to add, and 4 or 2 is 6, so that's working. Okay, so now I'm going to refresh this, and I'm going to do 4 and 2 and subtract. That's working. Okay, so now I'm going to refresh and do 4 and 2 and do a divide, and that's working. And then I'm going to do 4 and 2 and a multiply, and that's working. And my last test is going to be 4 and 2 and X. Whoops, try doing them the right way. 4 and 2 and X. And I got the answer is 0, which is what I should have got since I didn't give one of the symbols correctly. Okay? So it's working. Try to make yours work at some point. Since we only have a minute left, it's not now. But I really think as good practice, try to get this working. And in fact, you know, it's good exercise. If you can get it working, it will make a lot of sense.
So you can combine JavaScript and Elm, regular HTML?
Yes, and we're going to look at how to do that, but I wanted to kind of I looked at the JavaScript first. If you go down, actually. Actually, if you get this working and send it to me, even though I've given you the answer, I'll give you a point or so of extra credit on the assignment, because I really would like to force you to do it. So, if you get this working and send it to me along with the first assignment, I'll give you some extra credit. And if you just erased it, sorry about that. So, now, what was the question? You asked me about HTML.
I have the website.
If you go down here, see beginning JavaScript embedded in HTML5. If you go and look at, and I think this is the one. This is looking at it embedded in HTML. Now, the HTML isn't really doing anything, but at least this one, I've got it in HTML. So I've done the, you know, the standard stuff at the beginning and the standard, and then I'm not doing anything in the body except the script. But I could have put a header up here, for example. I could have put an image up there. I can do anything I want to, and when I'm ready to do the script, then I include the script. Okay? So it can be encapsulated in HTML, okay, in our standard HTML. And that's a better way to do it. I just, as I said, wanted to focus on the JavaScript. Okay, I'm done. Remember, catch-up day is this Thursday. Next Tuesday is Monday's classes. So I'm not going to see you for 10 days. Okay? Aw, you're all heartbroken, I can tell.